It could be a pivotal development in the corruption case involving former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi. A federal judge today weighs a plea deal between prosecutors and one of DeMasi's co-defendants, salesman Joseph Lally. Under the deal announced yesterday, Lally would plead guilty to conspiring to arrange payments to DeMasi in exchange for DeMasi's support for two multi-million dollar state contracts with a software firm Cognos. Prosecutors say if Lally gives them substantial assistance, they'll recommend a jail term of no more than 3 years. To get a sense of how this may impact the case going forward, we called David Frank, a reporter for Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly. Good morning, David, and thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How significant a move is this move by prosecutors to reach this deal with Lally?
Well, I mean, it's certainly significant in the sense that the federal government can now call a witness who can really give the perspective of the case from Cognos' point of view, because that was certainly something that might have been difficult. And so to the extent that they now have a co-defendant who can give some of those details, it's certainly an important piece of their case. But it's not the be-all, end-all. It's not as if this is the end of the story for DeMasi and the other defendants that are going to trial. They certainly will be able to cross-examine Lally on all the reasons for his testimony, and they can try to expose the bias and ultimately try to persuade the jury that his testimony should not be believed.
Well, let me ask you this question. Of course, we don't know the inside details, of course, but on the surface, it seems like prosecutors have flipped Lally, convincing him to take a reduced jail term, 2 years instead of maybe nine, in return for possibly testifying against DeMasi and the other co-defendants. What kind of effect can a move like that have on a defense? Is it threatening?
It's certainly threatening. I mean, because now you're talking about another piece of evidence in the government's case. It's another witness and another sort of area of the case that they can put in front of the jury. And so certainly it helps add to the arsenal of evidence that the federal government has against DeMasi and the two other defendants. But anybody who's followed the federal government, anybody who knows how federal prosecutors put their cases together, knows that this is no surprise. This is what happens. You put a case in an indictment, and you certainly make offers to some of the defendants in the case to flip, to give testimony in exchange for a lesser sentence. So this is really the name of the game in federal court.
Does this kind of thing make plea deals more or less likely by other defendants? What's your experience in federal court tell you in regards to that?
Well, I'm actually working on a story on that very point. The bottom line is that if you look at the numbers from federal court, you look at the national numbers and you also look at the numbers in Massachusetts, less than 3% of the criminal defendants who are charged with crimes in federal court go to trial. The vast majority tender pleas. The vast majority go before the court and admit guilt prior to trial. So the fact that Lally is now tendering a plea, is now changing his plea from not guilty to guilty, is very much consistent with a national trend, and it's very much consistent with what happens in Massachusetts. And one of the reasons for that, Bob, is that if you look at the results in Massachusetts of defendants who have rolled the dice and gone to trial, and I'm working on a story on this point right now, it's, I think last year, 89% of the criminal defendants who went to jury trial, who asked juries to decide their cases, left the courtroom with guilty verdicts. So those numbers are pretty staggering, and those numbers certainly persuade many defendants when they're making the decision whether to go to trial or whether to plea to do exactly what Mr. Lally's doing today.
David Frank, reporter for Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition about this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Bob.